Let's get our guy Scott Steven in here. Guaranteed Rate Field out of nowhere. I didn't know this was going on. Scott is the president of Guaranteed Rates online portion of the business. Scott, congratulations on the name being and you guys being associated with the White Sox. That's a huge move, I would assume, for your company. And thank you for joining us today. Can you sort of give us the genesis from your perspective as how this all came together and in the announcement coming earlier this week?
Yeah. Well, thank you. You're right. We're very excited about the opportunity to work hand in hand with the White Sox and get this naming rights deal done. We're very, very excited to work with an organization of the quality of the White Sox. Jerry Reinsdorf, of course, is an iconic owner, and Brooks Boyer, one of the best CMOs in baseball. So it's a real honor and a pleasure to us to be working with these guys. You asked how we started it. They called us. They cast a small web. They wanted a company, a Chicago-based company that was akin to their value system, which is pride and passion, commitment, customer first, and that's very similar to our value set at Guaranteed Rate. And so they called us, and it was good timing. We're on the cusp of we're on the cusp. We've been growing by word of mouth and most recently over the last couple of years through national advertising with our commercials and our spokesman Ty Pennington. And this was just the next step in building our brand and bringing our brand to the nation.
Scott, you mentioned
super excited.
Yeah, so they called you and you mentioned kind of casting a small web. How competitive was this? I mean, were there other companies that were trying to get the naming rights to?
Yeah, there were. I don't know who they were. You'd have to ask Brooks Boyer that. But we met with Jerry and we met with Brooks, and it became evident pretty quickly that our CEO and President and CEO Victor Cedeli and Jerry and Brooks and I were, we hit it off quickly. We understood that the organizations are very similar in terms of their commitment to, quality. And we after one or two meetings, we decided to move forward and go to negotiating what the deal involved and what we got for it and what they needed for it and so on and so forth. So I don't know. So you'd have to ask Brooks that question. But as far as I'm concerned, they, there was one involved us, and they got the best, which was Guaranteed Rate. And for the next 13 years, with an option on a 14th, you're going to see Guaranteed Rate Field.
Scott Steven, President, Guaranteed Rate Online with us here on 720 WGN. So when that call comes in, were you guys like, oh my God, we have an opportunity to be with the White Sox? I mean, I don't know how much the public knew that the White Sox were looking for a name. And yes, U.S. Cellular has been out of the market for a while. But I think this came as a shock to a lot of Sox fans. Were you guys surprised getting the call?
No, I think it was opportunistic. U.S. Cellular has been out of the market since 2013. And I think it was opportunistic on the White Sox. And also, they found a company that was fit what they were looking for, that being Guaranteed Rate. They had, I think, 7 years left on their deal. So it wasn't a no-brainer, but it wasn't a complete surprise knowing that they got out of the market since 2013, and they're looking for a company in Guaranteed Rate that was born and bred in Chicago, and we've been around for 16 years. It's a huge success story. Victor Cedeli is a huge success story. Local boy, sports fan. He's a regular guy. He's a fan. He's a guy that loves sports. He loves Chicago sports. So this is good. This is good for the White Sox, this is good for Guaranteed Rate, this is good for the city, and this is good for baseball.
So let's talk about the name a little bit and the logo.
Yeah.
In terms of mortgages, phenomenal name, phenomenal logo with the arrow pointing down. For a sports franchise, somewhat awkward name for a stadium, and the logo pointing down, many would say it fits perfectly with the White Sox this year. That's just kind of how it looks at this point. And so were you guys prepared for some of the backlash that maybe was going to come with that? I'm sure you were. And to a certain extent, do you even care? Because I got to be honest, I didn't know your company until 3 days ago. And that's got to be a good thing for you guys that at least the name's out there and it's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, I mean, we love hearing the name every day.
Yeah.
Guaranteed Rate. And they're saying extremely positive things about Guaranteed Rate. It's a Chicago it's a national company. It's an it's the eighth largest lender in the country, and we're getting a ton of exposure. We love it. We love it. As it relates to the arrow, that's our logo, and it's a good logo. And I think Brooks Boyer said it best: the downward arrow is, it could be akin to the ERAs, and everybody having a very low ERA. You know, you could also see, I was looking at the arrow in center field the other night, you know, and we could put something that said hit ball here. You know, there's a ton of different things, but that's our logo. Of course, people are going to have judgments and critique, but it's great for Guaranteed Rate. And I think, again, it's great for the White Sox.
And of course, the broadcasters are always going to call it Guaranteed Rate Field, but that'll be different for the fans. I'm looking at some of the Twitter polls. The G-Spot is a very popular one. The Rate is in there. The Great is around. Any preference, Scott, for you as to what sort of the organic name becomes for the for the fans, not the professional broadcasters?
I mean, that's not really our choice. I think that's up to the fans. They'll call it what they call it. I think the Rate's great. I think Great with a G-R-A-T-E is great.
G-rated.
We'll see. The fans will decide. You know, I like Guaranteed Rate Field. I think it flows off the tongue. Now, I'm a little biased, but I think Guaranteed Rate Field sounds pretty cool.
And are you allowed to claim that? Are you a Sox fan, Scott? Are you a born and bred Chicago guy?
Oh my God, I grew up a Sox fan. Oh my God, I grew up. My dad worked a lot, and he used to take me to Comiskey, and we used to sit in the aisles. And you know what a pit Comiskey was, and it was part of my childhood. Richie Zisk and Oscar Gamble and Wilbur Wood and Alan Bannister and then Ozzie Guillen and all the guys through the 80s and Rich Dotson and Lamar Hoyt, all those guys. I mean, I am an avid Sox fan. It's interesting. I got to take my dad to the second game of the World Series when it rained, the one that rained so hard. And I can remember he's 85 now. So he was, 74 then. Right. And I can remember him leaving after they won that game and him shaking, he's an older guy in good shape, but just shaking and saying, cause we haven't had a World Series in the city. Right. So him leaving that stadium with all those people and all that excitement and that win and him shaking and just looking at me and crying. I mean, I'm going to get emotional, but just crying. And saying, I probably won't live to see something like this again. And so, not only am I a huge White Sox fan, I'm a huge Chicago sports fan. But, in particular, the White Sox have really created some wonderful memories for me and my family.
Well, and I can certainly relate with you on that with kind of a similar moment in that game as a White Sox fan. And you mentioned Comiskey, which – a lot of people say, okay, that, Comiskey Park doesn't exist anymore because it died when they changed stadiums, even though they did call the new one New Comiskey Park originally before it was U.S. Cellular Field. To me, that name still matters, and I've always just sort of out of habit called it Comiskey Park. Was there any conversation incorporating that into the name at all, whether it was Guaranteed Rate Comiskey Park or Guaranteed Rate Field at Comiskey Park, something like that? Did that ever come up?
It didn't. It didn't. I mean, I think it is relevant. I think it's relevant to the White Sox. I mean, it's as relevant as Ebbets Field is, in the Dodgers history. So it's a relevant name. It's relevant in baseball for a number of things that went on during when he owned the team. But no, we Guaranteed Rate bought the naming rights, and it would be Guaranteed Rate, and that's in Guaranteed Rate Field. And that's what those were the discussions we had.
Had you ever met with Jerry Reinsdorf before this, Scott? And I'm assuming your experiences with the chairman were, obviously you guys got the deal done. I'm assuming they were pretty favorable.
Well, I had met him a few times at an organization that I'm associated with called the Wiseman Institute. So it's a charitable organization that basically deals with scientists almost Nobel Peace Prize winners, education and moving the world forward for a betterment of our next generation. So he was involved in there, and and with that organization. I saw him and Wirtz back and forth with Billy Maravich as the moderator, and that was wonderful. So I got to meet him a couple times, but I never had the pleasure until recently to spend time and talk to him. Now, with that said, huge fan. I mean, I just, what he's done for sports, for basketball, and for baseball, I think has been phenomenal. I think he was just indoctrinated into the basketball, the Naismith Hall of Fame this last year. And, you know, not only he's an iconic owner in both sports. He brought, you know, 6 championships to the Bulls and another one for the White Sox. He has a deep love for baseball. And you know what? First and foremost, he's a classy guy. He sticks by his word. He, you know, he shakes your hand. He looks you in the eye, and he epitomizes what business should be. And that's a big reason why we're so excited about being involved with this organization. They're real people. They're grinders. They care about their employees. They care about their players. They care about their fans. And it's very similar to us. Guaranteed Rate cares about, you know, their customers come first. You know, the borrower, our partners, our referral partners, and our employees. So we're very, very akin in terms of how we look at business and how we look at the world. And Jerry, Jerry's the patriarch of that. I mean, who wouldn't like working with Jerry Reinsdorf? The guy's a stud.
Scott Steven, President, Guaranteed Rate Online. I feel like I should get in a refi right now, but I really actually don't know what I'm talking about. I want to say I refied. Like it makes me sound intelligent.
It's a good time to refi. So anybody out there, give us a call. Because we lead with price and we wow you with service. So you'll get a very, very fairly and low price mortgage, and you'll be wowed by the service. So anybody out there looking for a refi or a new purchase, please come to Guaranteed Rate. You will not be disappointed. Victor Cerdelli has built a beautiful company with beautiful employees that serve their customers just meticulously.
Do you take your customers to lunch? Can we go to lunch while we sign the deal? Can you get a nice sandwich?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take you to lunch.
Okay. Beautiful. All right, Scott. Appreciate the time. Congratulations on the deal, and thanks for giving us the info on WGN.
Anytime. Call us anytime. We'll give you insight into anything you want to know about the deal or anything else.
There you go. Scott Steven, Guaranteed Rate. Appreciate it. The president of their online portion.